case, please.
Next application is case number 11,583, Robert and Christina Thompson. They're seeking a variance in the, for a reduction in the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel. Section 115-42A, it's a note of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Bi-State Boulevard, approximately 81 feet north of West Snake Road. The 911 address is 36192 Bi-State Boulevard, Delmar. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is 532, map 13, parcel 32. Specifically, they're requesting a 99.05-foot variance from the required 150-foot minimum lot width for a parcel. There are no letters of support, no letters of rejection, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Thompson, 36192 Bi-State Boulevard.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Christina Thompson, 36192 Bi-State Boulevard, Delmar.
Okay, can wait right here. And can you state your name and address for the record?
Douglas Williams, 3288 Burrsville Road, Harrington, Delaware.
Okay, and do all three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I would do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name's Douglas Williams here in conjunction with the Thompsons. I am a licensed land surveyor and have helped guide them up to this point. What we're looking at and requesting tonight from this board is basically the approval of what's known as a pipe stem or flag lot. The Thompsons bought this lot and June of last year. I have moved in and are looking to cut a lot off for their son, daughter-in-law, and their new family. Actually, what I would have liked to have had, and we don't have before us, is an aerial shot to show the geographic layout of this property, but in conjunction with the surveyor of the plan you have in front of you, the uniqueness of the property. The home is current. There's an existing home dwelling on it with a driveway, a couple sheds, garages, and a hedgerow along the back. To look at an aerial photo of this property, it actually looks like one lot. That includes the home and the current improvements, and there's a line of cedar trees with a open field. I believe it's mowed now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mowed now.
It's mowed now, which is where this home's going. But the uniqueness of the property, it's a currently improved with improvements on the northerly side. As far as the residential character of the neighborhood, this is along Old 13 or Bi-State Boulevard north of Delmar. There are numerous residential homes up and down the highway in this area.
There's a unique situation. It's just similar to what we have now because the existing gravel road goes back to a farmhouse. And basically what we have is what we're trying to do is separate this off because the property's, I feel, large enough that we can accommodate his house back there and allow him to build somewhere close to the family and also not utilize or use up another piece of farm land somewhere else, because what they'd be forced to do is go out and look in somewhere in the county and find something. And this is geographically close to the fire department, both fire department members. And this is in responding distance to the fire department, which is another key thing that we as firemen kind of look to see if we can find something that's closer to get our response time down. We have approached the neighbors. They didn't come to this evening, but they also didn't come to speak against it because we did have concerns where there would be a driveway going through there, that this could cause them some grief, but they're basically, they're good with it. They've, like I said, I should have thought to get a letter like others did, but as you can see, they didn't come speak out against it as well. As you could tell, it looks like we did have, I think the 150 feet would have took it over into our driveway, and we would have lost part of the driveway.
Right. That's we have received, and they have obtained a letter of no objection from DLDOT for the potential construction of the new entrance for this home. The 150-foot minimum would have brought us up and included part of the horseshoe driveway, and one of the DLDOT requirements was to separate out that horseshoe shape, so it had been two individual driveways, which was not something we really wanted to go down, the path we wanted to go down. So that's kind of led us to the point of trying to go after the 50-foot wide frontage pipe stem type lot. And I'm sure another question may come up. I'll go ahead and jump into it. The road to the north side of the property is a private roadway with no public access. Ideally, that would have been the correct way to go out if we could have had some type of ingress and egress over that private road. But the current landowner and farmer that owns that is not willing to share any rights. There's another avenue we did pursue and explore already.
You did say that was existing driveway at one time?
Not where the proposed pipe stem is.
Yeah.
But the horseshoe or U-shaped driveway in front of the existing home is existing. Yes.
Is it a stone driveway going in?
Paved. Is it paved or is it stone?
This is paved on the U-shape.
The U-shape is paved.
Okay.
But the new will probably be stone for a period of time.
Okay. So that's not there yet?
No, sir.
No, we haven't done anything on approval.
No, we're waiting for approval. I mean, we've been told that we could have built the home here, but then basically, God forbid, something happened to them. They split up. That would make an ugly thing on who has the house, and we don't want that.
If we did a shared driveway.
Okay.
So we're trying to get this so that it would have its own driveway. Given it a 50-foot easement, we've met with DP&L, which they're saying they're good with, which they already have a pole on our property roughly right at the property line that feeds the other house. And what we were looking to do is give 50 or 75 foot of our property to allow for a driveway to go through and go into the back to allow them to build a home.
And you surveyed that off for them?
That's correct.
Okay.
And and with intent to have this deeded so that this is separated.
On it, you got an existing metal building?
That metal building exists today. It's there.
It's there.
It was all there.
It was there when we bought it.
Oh, okay.
Roughly, a year ago?
But it wasn't.
Well, no, it's been there since we bought the home.
But it didn't divide it off then. It was all one big block.
It was one whole big block.
6 acre. It's a whole
correct.
Big 6 acre piece.
Okay.
We're just sectioning off.
Right.
That section. Okay, for that. And that building had to be in there.
Yes.
Right.
In order to.
It was almost like that building was there and was set back there, with somebody had somewhat of the same intentions of doing it one time. Because the building just sits kind of way off to itself.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, can you address the standards for granting a variance? You may have addressed a couple already, but there are five.
Yeah, there are five. Not created by the applicant, of course. This is kind of a unique situation compared to other cases we've heard this evening already. We're asking for a flag or pipe stem type lot. We would be creating that, but as it exists now, as the property exists, that doesn't exist. Would alter the central character of the neighborhood. Again, it's a heavy residential corridor up and down Old 13 in the area. Numerous single family lots, both to the north and south, and even on the east side of Bi-State Boulevard. Minimal variance. We thought this was the path of least resistance. Like Mr. Thompson talked about, we had explored a shared driveway with a ingress egress agreement to gain access to the home. But like you talked about, if somebody else wind up in it 10 years, 15 years down the road, or if they sell their home, it may create issues. So I believe we're best off to have our own fee simple access from Bi-State Boulevard to the lot. And then enough stench of the effect or adverse uses of adjacent or neighboring properties. Entirely agriculture to the west and to the northwest. Mr. Thompson, as he stated, has talked to his direct neighbor, and I don't know that you've talked to anybody north or south of you, but it's gonna be very conforming to the existing landscape of the neighborhood.
Do you know the parcel that was already cut out of the more than 6 acres that belongs to Katzelman's? Do you know what that road frontage is, or front property line is? The rear property line is what, 115 feet?
Yes.
Is it approximately the same, less
probably
than 150?
100, yes. You're looking about 115 wide, so it may have 120, 125 feet.
Less than 150?
Yes.
Do we know if that was a variance was granted?
Wasn't necessary. It's pre-existing as far as the change in the regulation where we required 150. Used to be you could build a 100-foot lot if you could get the approval.
I got you. Okay.
The house has been there a long time.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Hudson. Reference to the property.
And you selected 50.95 feet for, so you could stay away from the sheds in the back?
The sheds and the cypress trees, yes.
Oh,
it's actually 50 feet wide, but where the right-of-way is not perpendicular, it makes the line a little bit longer, which is at 50.95, yes.
And if I may ask, what type of home would be going back there?
It's, that's my son. Did you bring any of that?
It's a
one-story.
It's a stick-built?
Stick-built.
About 1,700 square feet, I think.
That's all right.
That's okay. It's kind of similar to what house we have now. Ours is a Cape Cod, but he has 10, 12 pitches, and it's nice looking home.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Your driveway, is it about right up next to the other property?
The one that's already there, or?
The one that we're going to put in?
Yes.
It won't butt right against their property because through conversation with them, they would like Leland's cypress planted, so we're going to grant that, and we're going to move the driveway over further so that we can allow some room between the two properties.
So you can put the trees down beside it, what you're doing to?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Any more questions?
Right. Any further questions?
Sure.
I do. If you were to, just looking at this, if you were to have tried to use the southerly side of that U-shaped driveway and tried to parcel off a lot there, that would seem to look like it would be a very oddly shaped lot. Is that, when we were exploring the options, was that one of the things that you were looking at?
We were. And again, there's a lot added. If we actually had an aerial photograph, you could see all the landscape and shrubbery and everything else in there. But yes, it would be awkward. We'd probably have to break it around the existing shed that's shown. The well is out front, so we would have been good on that. And sewage disposal was on the...
Right back here in the back.
Was right in the back.
So
the sewage disposal south of the pool, north of the little shed, so we would have had to... Yes, it would have been out in awkward shape.
There's really nowhere else you could have put the road?
No, not really.
Okay. And it looks to me, Mr. Williams, that you've got 50 feet wide at Bi-State Boulevard, 50.95 feet. And it looks to me like when you go further back, it's 115.63 feet. Is that right?
Overall width north to south?
Yeah.
Yes, we're 115 plus the 50 plus another, which isn't labeled right now. It may be labeled near a copy. We're close to, we're getting close to 200 feet width in the back where the home's going to be built.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I think for further, excuse me, for further clarification for the record, I think what Mr. Sharp was suggesting is that the 115 feet combined with the 50 feet, if the other lot had not been cut out, would have allowed for more than 150 feet. Am I correct?
Good question.
Yeah, I was just looking at them both, so yeah.
Same.
Mr. Chairman, I think there's a uniqueness because you have a very large parcel, 6 acres, that is considerably large for one home. And obviously, the applicant did not subdivide the previous piece of property out of a larger parcel. It was done for someone else, and therefore not created by the applicant in such a case, and they're just asking for a family member to share in that parcel. So I think that creates a necessity to enable reasonable use of the property. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or substantially permanently impair the appropriate uses of or development of adjacent neighboring properties or be detrimental to public welfare, and I think it's a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,583.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,583. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,583 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.